This Daily Christian Newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 27th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A mob of 300 Muslims burned down 7 homes belonging to Christians and beat a 70-year-old Christian woman in southern Egypt last week. A local Christian cleric told the news that the police did not take measures to protect the Christians in the attack. In north-central Vietnam, 2 Christians were killed by a large truck with military plates while praying on the roadside. While Pastor Dang Banam and 3 others were praying, the pickup truck veered across a street, driving directly into the small group, according to Morningstar News. The pastor and a new believer died in the violent attack, and recovery for the other 2 is uncertain. 2 Corinthians 4 says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies." Pastors in the state of Mississippi are at odds with each other over the Religious Freedom Bill. A group of Methodist pastors published a letter decrying the bill that would protect pastors and businesses that did not want to participate in homosexual weddings. Then a group of Baptist pastors published a different letter in local newspapers expressing support for the Religious Freedom Bill. Ephesians 5:11 reminds us, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." The day has come. Superbug has arrived in the United States. The Center for Disease Control revealed yesterday that a woman in Pennsylvania checked positive for a rare form of E. coli, a bacteria untreatable by human ingenuity. It is entirely resistant, entirely, to last resort antibiotics, and survival rates are 50%. CDC Director Tom Frieden said this is the first case, but we should expect many more cases in the near future. Deuteronomy 28, 58-59 says, "If you are not careful to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring on you and your offspring extraordinary afflictions, afflictions severe and lasting, and sicknesses grievous and lasting." Donald Trump is the official 2016 Republican nominee for President of the United States. Yesterday, he reached the 1,237 delegates necessary to clinch the nomination. Trump celebrated the achievement at a news conference yesterday, pointing out that Hillary Clinton has yet to close the deal on her nomination. The United Methodists have repealed their official support for a constitutional right to abortion by a vote of 445-310. The denomination has also severed affiliation with the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, attributes this vote to the largely pro-life contingency of African Methodists. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley signed a pro-life bill into law this week that will save children in the last trimester. Pro-lifers hope this will save 90 babies out of the 6,000 abortions conducted in South Carolina each year. The law will exempt cases where the mother's life is in jeopardy. Holly Gatling, executive director of Carolina Citizens for Life, told The World View she hopes that the Republicans will strengthen their position on the pro-life issue.
One thing that the GOP can stand on is their platform that acknowledges life begins from conception, and the GOP just needs to stay with what they have, a pro-life platform, and be true to that.
The National Health Survey is out, and no surprise, obesity rates are still on the rise. About a third of Americans are obese, and that's up from 19% in 1997. Joyce Woodrow, president of Fit for Life Ministries, told The World View that Americans have an idolatry problem.
I know that our bodies we need nourishment to keep them going. The Bible says that we're not supposed to indulge in a lot. and that we're just to have enough to continue our energy level. But I know that overindulgence is a sin in anything that you do. And I think that when you can continue to look at your body as a temple and what you're putting into it, are you glorifying God through that? I just feel that sometimes we don't think about that, and that's what causes us to overeat.
And that's The Worldview on this Friday, May 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Here's the latest donation update. 66 listeners have now pledged to help keep The Worldview on the air. But time is short. We still need to find 184 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by Tuesday, May 31st at 12 midnight. While you're thinking about it, would you take just a moment and go to theworldview.com? Click on Give in the top right corner, check the recurring donation box, and pledge that $20 today. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, The Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce The Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.